Welcome back to the Hardcore Therapist, where we explore topics related to mental health and personal growth. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we have an important discussion ahead. We want to emphasize right from the start that this podcast episode does not replace the need for professional therapy. It is crucial to acknowledge that while self-help and self-improvement tools can be valuable, they are not a substitute for therapy when needed. Hey, everyone. I also want to say that this podcast episode is an opinion. Whenever I do talk about things that people ask me questions about, they are my opinions and my experience and what I have researched and worked on. So I want you to know that anytime I come up with something, it might not be something that works well for you or you have other techniques that you use. And I'm totally cool and down with that. I am not what I like to call the sage on stage. I am not all-knowing. But I do have experience in specific things. And I have been talking to a few clients in the last few weeks about what I used to do in schools and my thoughts on like nature schools or forest schools and like homeschooling. So I kind of want to tell you why I think what I think and my where I come from. So I have a pretty extensive adventure-based background. So I was the head of experiential education for a school district for about 6 years. Before that, I was an art teacher. So experientials were always a really important part of what I did with kids. And any kind of experiential is how I work with most kids now when I'm doing therapy with them. I also do experientials with adults as well. And I think it's just important to understand that. But I want to talk a little bit about how nature schools or homeschooling with a nature-based piece is really can be really helpful for kids' mental health. So I'm going to explain to you a little bit about adventure-based therapy because I think that people don't quite understand that. And I'll talk about what I did. So the idea of adventure-based therapy, it's an approach that combines adventure activities with counseling, psychotherapy techniques to promote personal growth, healing, and positive change. So oftentimes when I was doing adventure-based therapy, I was doing it with groups. I still do adventure-based therapy, and I'm very excited to continue doing adventure-based therapy whenever I can. Takes place usually outdoors. You can do adventure-based things inside. For instance, at my school, I had rock climbing walls and ropes courses in my school as well as outside. But we did outdoor challenges, wilderness kind of exhibitions, things like that. And really what it was about was like just challenging and growth for our kids. So it's taking kids and pushing them out of their comfort zone to do create these like more challenging opportunities for personal growth and self-discovery, as I said before. Overcoming limitations and fears. So I talk a lot about in learning when we're talking about adventure-based or experiential education, there is the comfort zone, there's the stretch zone, and there's a panic zone. And oftentimes we hang out in the comfort zone, and the comfort zone is not the place where you do the most learning and the most growth. So we really like to kind of put people in more of a stretch zone or closer to the panic zone, not quite in a panic zone, because learning can't happen or growth can't happen when you're in panic. It's like that fight or flight. But it is an important thing to overcome fears and limitations. So doing different kind of things like that. When I did adventure-based therapy and adventure-based counseling, and when I do it now, is it the therapeutic relationship between the participant or and the facilitator is building trust. So there's lots of exercises within teamwork and sharing experiences, making sure that people feel safe and connected and supportive. Okay, so that's a huge part about it. Okay. The other thing is that it's a lot about risk-taking and resilience and trust, communication, problem-solving, and it's showing these very tangible experiential manner. So I am telling everyone all this, and I'm trying to explain this part about what I do and what I've always been interested in, because I think that this is a key components within nature schools, forest schools, and it can be in homeschooling. So I'm going to talk about that some more. I have found that what happens when we do adventure-based therapy, emotional regulation happens often because you're teaching people how to have emotional regulation skills and coping strategies through exposure to stress and adversity in a controlled environment, but then you're also allowing them to be resilient. And I think it helps manage anxiety, frustration, and other emotions, to make adaptive functioning happening. I also think that there's a ton with empowerment and self-efficacy that happens, which, is important. And I think this is really important for kids. And this is why when I talked about this with clients and about kids and about nature schools, I'll be honest, someone actually asked me because I keep on putting things up about emotional regulation and children and I do a lot of stuff with homeschooling on my Instagram posts and stuff like that. This is part of it. It's about that empowerment and self-efficacy. So making sure that people overcome those challenges and achieve goals are really important. So that is really what I did. I really my goals were always helping people increase their confidence, self-esteem, and the ability to navigate life challenges. So that's what I did, and that's what I still try to do in my therapeutic practice. I would love to do more of this, honestly, doing more retreats and different kinds of things where I could have other people participate. I'm really into group therapy and doing group work, group challenges, even coaching. I think you can have these things happen. So why am I interested in nature schools and homeschooling as alternatives to educational approaches? Partly because of what I do. So I want to explain why I think it's important for mental health and how this environment works. So I think I need to explain a little bit about nature school a little bit more so that people have a better understanding. And then I'm going to connect it kind of all together. So in a nature school, it's also known as forest school or outdoor school. It prioritizes outdoor learning experiences. And something that I really think is important, and I really wish I did more of as a mom when my kids were younger, was really have them pursue what it's like to be outdoors and have like this kind of sense of awe, and learning. So connecting more with nature, it really has shown huge improvements to linking improvements to mental well-being. So like for instance, I just did a post recently about like having your hands in soil and how that can just like calm your whole nervous system down. It's true. So having kids learning how to do this in an earlier age, they're going to get that sense of awe and wonderment. They're also going to be able to regulate themselves a little bit more, and they appreciate the outdoor environment. So it's super cool. Also, I think it really helps with physical health. Outdoor play encourages physical activity, which is important and paramount for mental well-being. So, like, kids will do things like hiking and climbing and exploring, and it stimulates children's senses and promotes a sense of vitality and energy. But it also really kind of teaches kids how to learn at their own pace, so they're learning and like if you have a kid who's like kind of a, I like to say, tentative tiger, so they're nervous about doing things. Giving them these physical challenges helps them kind of navigate it in the way that works for them. And then they can watch other kids navigating it in other ways. And then it helps with their own, prowess, in my opinion. Okay. It also nature calms has a calming effect on the mind. So it reduces stress. So reducing stress and anxiety levels, the serene surroundings of a nature school provides a peaceful atmosphere, conductive. It's conducive. I can't, I don't know why I said conductive, but conducive to relaxing and mindfulness. So oftentimes, like when I worked with younger kids, we would sit out at like a creek or something like that. And sometimes I would have them draw. I would have them take leaves and like teach them about like pressing them in books and, and like how like flowers make colors and different kinds of things like that. But also just having them like focus on their senses and having them reduce their stress levels. So having them listening and looking and seeing all the things that they see, is really helpful. Enhancing creativity, as I kind of just talked about again, outdoor environments stimulate creativity and imagination. Children have the freedom to explore and engage in unstructured play, which is so important for kids to have unstructured play. I was actually just talking to a parent and teaching them about parallel play and the importance of parallel play. And when I talk about homeschooling, I might talk about that a little bit more. But you know, it's super helpful. Because it teaches kids how to be creative and problem solving and have emotional expression. So those are other really key components. Social development promotes cooperation. So the Nature School does this cooperation, teamwork, and social interaction among children. So collaborating to achieve activities in natural settings encourages communication skills, empathy, and relationship building. So that's kind of a nature school. Oftentimes you'll find forest schools or nature schools for younger kids, not as often as older kids, unless they have to go to a different kind of school, which again, we can talk about that in a different session, but like, you know, I think it's we miss play. And I think the importance of playing outside, we lose that. And I think kids are starting to lose that younger and younger. And so I'm a huge fan. Forest schools or forest kindergartens, I wish there were more, I'll be honest, because I think kids would really love that and have great things. I think kids need to have, even if you're in a traditional school, we need to bring back play into kindergarten classrooms and dolls and blocks and trucks and having them learn how to play and interact together more than just being on iPads and things like that. And again, remember, as I said at the beginning, this is just my personal opinion. So I do want to talk a little bit about homeschooling because oftentimes people will send their kids to like a one day of a nature school or they'll go to nature activities when they're doing homeschooling. And I think that homeschooling is becoming increasingly popular for a lot of reasons. But I want to explain it from what I know about homeschooling and why I love the idea of homeschooling. When I was you know, when my kids were young, I don't know that it was something that would have worked for me. Being a public school teacher, it's such a funny thing to think of, like why I'm interested in homeschooling now. But I do think it's important, and I would love to have more conversations about this. So if anyone is out there listening and they homeschool their kids or know people who homeschool their kids and want to have conversation or want to be on the podcast talking about it, I'm down. I'm always down to learn from people. So what I got about homeschooling is it's about educating children in the home. Typically, it's a parent, a tutor, and it's rather than being in a traditional school setting. What it offers is personalization and flexibility. And it has a lot of effects on children's mental health. So one of the things is homeschooling allows for personalized instruction tailored to the child's learning style, pace, and interest. This individualized approach can boost confidence and motivation and academic success, reducing stress associated with academic challenges. There has been so many studies done out there about how well kids who are homeschooled test over public school kids. So I just want to say that too. And if you want that information, I can get it for anyone. So please let me know. There's a flexible schedule. So homeschooling offers flexible scheduling, allows families to adapt learning routine to suit their needs and preferences. This flexibility can reduce stress related to rigidity of school schedules and accommodate children's unique rhythm and interest. Can you imagine being a high schooler and being able to sleep until 10 and being able to do your work and how much better kids might be able to function? It's just something to think about. Oftentimes it can lead to stronger family bonds. That's what I have seen with my clients who have homeschooled. And people I've talked to about it. It provides opportunity for meaningful parent-child interactions and strengthen family bond, increasing time spent together, fostering close relationships, communication, emotional support, contributing to positive mental health outcomes. I also think this is where you know, we look at, you know, is it the best thing for the parent and is it the best thing for the child? Because I don't know that it is for everybody, but you know, I'm down to keep learning. It's a safe and learning environment. Homeschool children may experience a sense of safety and security in their home environment, free of bullying, peer pressure, and other negative influences commonly found in traditional school settings. Safety promotes emotional well-being and self-esteem. So I think there's that. And then there's these beautiful real-world learning, things that you can have with homeschooling that you often can't have in a traditional school. So it's much more hands-on and experiential learning, and they engage in real-world experiences, community service, field trips, practicing life skills like cooking and maybe learning things about cars and things like that. I mean, gardening, 100 different things that you can't do in a normal school day when you have 30 kids in your class. And doing that, just learning and fostering a sense of competence and independence. So I think like both nature schools and homeschooling offer alternatives to traditional education that prioritize holistic development and well-being. It nurtures child's mental health through meaningful experiences, personalized learning, and a supportive environment. And I think I've become more and more drawn to this since I started doing experiential education, before the pandemic. And I think that kids even need it more now after the pandemic. I would love to hear what people think about this. I would love to know opinions, like anyone who does this. I do have friends who do homeschool, so I have some of their thoughts and opinions, but I would love to know what people think. So that was a question I had. People wanted to explain it more, me to explain it more, my thoughts on it, why I've been kind of like putting that out there in my Instagram feeds and stuff like that. If traditional school is the right thing for your children, 100%. My kids went to a traditional school. I've actually talked about this before. I don't know that my kids could have done the sports that they did if they were homeschooled. And I don't think that, I think that they loved their traditional school. So it's not the only thing. I just want to put out those other options. And if you're afraid to do it, there's huge communities that you can learn from. And it does definitely help and foster mental health. And I think it really would help kids to be outside more, even if we had, tr if you know, in traditional schools, if I could help with that in any way to get traditional schools to have kids outside more and doing kind of experientials, I think it would be really helpful. So that's my thought today from the Hardcore Therapist. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have questions for me, please reach out to me on Instagram, the Hardcore Therapist. Gmail, thehardcoretherapist@gmail.com, my website, thehardcoretherapist.com. And I actually just put some new merch out. If you're interested in looking, I'm trying some new designs and some new merch. My husband was super excited about the coffee cup, so that's cool. Upcoming events tie down in a month, so I'm super stoked about that. Everyone else, if you need anything, just let me know and have a great day from the Hardcore Therapist.